I'm Jason.
And I'm Katrina.
And welcome to the Sipcast.
See what we did there?
Yeah, it's like a podcast, but related to itself.
And just like with relatives, sometimes things get a little inappropriate.
And racist.
Yeah, usually.
Not necessarily for children.
Or really adults.
Yeah, never mind. I'm gonna bail.
Okay, bye.
See ya.
Finally have your shit together.
Yeah, I got all my poop in a group.
You getting your poop in a group? Got all your pee in a tree? I don't think that's quite conducive to the narrative, but it
that's
rhymes.
That's all that matters,
that's
really.
That's what matters most.
If you can make it make sense to you.
Got all your turds in a herd?
I don't know. I was trying to join when it Zoom. Yeah. It like barely registers my audio when I click Scarlet.
Shit doesn't rhyme with together.
And then it said external microphone. And I'm like, no, that's not the one I want. So I hope it's using the right audio. You know how much fun we have here with this, so.
That's fascinating. Every time, without fail.
Without fail, my absolute favorite.
Did I say without? Sometimes I say the opposite of without.
I'm sure I never say it right. I'm sure of it.
Yeah, that was actually an instance of failure there, so it's kind of like saying to somebody, I'm not a liar. It's like, well.
Well.
That's what a liar or not a liar would say. They would both say that. It means nothing.
You mean nothing.
Yeah, your words mean nothing.
Hey, welcome to 2021, folks.
Check it out. Already almost 2 weeks in here into this.
Are we now? Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, you were kidding. Oh, my.
It may seem like a couple months because we're still on 2020 time. It hasn't sped up any. It's been a busy fortnight. More like a fart night.
Definitely a fart night.
If 12 is a dozen and 13 is a baker's dozen, then 13 is a fart night also. Because it's just shy of a fortnight. It's different. It's because there's more farting on that day.
it's different.
Yeah, and on the farth day.
And on the farth day.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, I feel like 2021 just like put on a hat and glasses and like trying to be all incognito. Like, no, I'm another guy.
You mean 2020 put on a hat and glasses?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean it the other way.
Because you said 2021. Yeah, you did.
Oh, I mean 2021 parading around. Like, yeah. I mean, you could look at it two different ways. Clark Kent. 2021 is Clark Kent.
Someone tweeted that it's like 2021 is just 2020 and like 2016 shoulders and a trench coat. to which I responded, 2021 is like 2016 got caught blowing 2001 in the new White House tennis pavilion.
Brick killed the guy. Yeah, I'm... I feel like every single prediction that you and I recorded 4 years ago, we were correct.
Well, they're not predictions. It's like,
well, no, we're not like prophets like that.
It's like it's like predicting a train crash that's currently happening right now.
We kept like, calling like, guys, no, it's crashing, and they're like, no.
If it was in slow motion, it's like, yeah, it's and I, you know, it's not like we were prophets. Everybody, like, there,
I know,
hundreds of thousands of Americans all watching a slow motion train crash. It's like, hey guys, the train is crashing. It's gonna be bad.
One of my favorite ones was the that escalated slowly for 4 years.
Yeah, no, I think that's a good one. That's pretty accurate. That's my big thing. I've been going around Twitter and places shouting several times about like all these Republicans who after the siege. So yeah, we'll start off. There was a siege about a week ago now.
Oh, that's what you're referring to.
MAGA sieged upon the Capitol. So that was fun. They violently.
Oh yeah, MAGA means something different now. It means God.
Way to go.
Hold on.
You did it.
No, I had it, but then it didn't make sense. Oh, my ass got arrested.
Oh, well, it's meant that for for our years.
Has it?
I think that's basically what it's meant. Like, just that's its actual hidden meaning. But yeah, there was an insurrection. There was a people actually died.
It
was
so all lightly. Yeah, just there was an insurrection.
Yeah. Yeah, it was super fun, fed by a bunch of crazy words.
Who would incite such a thing? Was this like
I don't know.
Underground, super quiet thing? Or?
It was probably the Democrats and their deep state.
It was Antifa, I'm telling you.
Yeah, no, they were going with that. It's like there's literally a solid video stream of the entire crowd leaving a Trump rally, walking to the Capitol, and becoming a violent mob, and people are still like, "It's Antifa!" It's like, oh my god, we do not have the time. Like, nobody wants this to happen. He was already beaten the election. We would like to just remove. We would like to just have him out of the office. Like, that's the thing that doesn't jive about their conspiracy theory. It's like it's Antifa trying to get. It's like, no, he was already beaten. He was gonna be removed in a week. We would have been way easier than this. You think we want this shit? Yeah. It's ridiculous. Yeah.
We just want you guys to look like more bad because you aren't doing enough bad on your own. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's my favorite part about that is like the deflections and like, no, there's videos. One of the clearest ones that, unfortunately some family members of ours back in Indiana actually posted, like the day after, and they said, "This is not us," right? And it was a picture of the Jake Antonelli guy, right? Antelli or whatever, the Buffalo dude. And underneath it said, you know, like something, something Antifa. And I obviously sent a couple links clarifying, excuse me. But then later it was like, where did that photo even come from? It is from an anti-fascist website stating who the top people for like neo-Nazis, QAnon, whatever. It is from their website showing that they're QAnon, neo-Nazi, Trump supporters.
I don't know. My big thing is,
so yes.
Take that as a, if you can actually manage to use the internet correctly at all, MAGA, take that as a lesson that your side will turn on you in an instant. When you do what they want, when you do what the president wants, when you do his bidding, he was smiling the whole time the Capitol was being sieged. Afterward, the rest of his base will disavow you. You will be cut off. They will not. They will cut ties. You're like a spy in foreign territory now, and without even trying, you are just not on their side anymore. They do not side with you. Like when you do what you're asked, you are punished by being ostracized. So welcome. Not only are you on FBI no-fly lists and you're considered a terrorist, I don't know when that wears off, you're all being arrested, you're losing your jobs, you're losing your appointments and everything.
Well, and if you're charged with a federal crime, you can't hold a weapon
and everybody who who you sided with previously is now, they've turned their backs on you completely. At the drop of a dime, a hat. At the turn of a dime, at the drop of a hat dime.
A dime-sized hat. Yeah, that was it. Mm-hmm. We found it.
Little metal, like, Monopoly-sized hat. You drop it, you just barely hear it. You're like, oh, now we're turning. Mm-hmm. That's all it took. It took nothing. So they're just, I don't know how much more of that it takes. It's like if they were a pizza dough, it'd be the crumbliest, shittiest. They're like that snow. If they're snowflakes, they're the snowflakes that don't, you can't pack together into snowballs. You're like, this is useless. It's powdery and dry.
But it still exists.
I could possibly ice down my drink with this, but that's all. I can't play with it. I can't make a snowman out of this.
No, you can't.
This is abominable. This situation is abominable. Not because there would be no snowman. It would be snowman. There'd be no snowman. No snowman.
No snowman. Well, interestingly, also to be noted, my favorite are the people that are having the law now turned on them. Like, what did you really think was going to happen So when they like, they get on a plane and then they land and they're getting arrested. And like, there was one like white girl, of course.
Oh yeah, he's crying. We'll call
her
in the airport.
Another Karen. But like, they had her, the police had their arms behind her back and she's handcuffed and she's like dropping to the floor, like dropping her weight. Like, and then she's going, ow, ow, you're hurting me. Ow. You're just like, just stand up and take your arrest.
Yeah.
And if you would just cooperate with the police, you know, if you would just comply.
The appetizer to that was watching before the 6th when they were walking around, they were mulling around DC or wherever, I forget what city they were in, but you see the MAGA guys getting maced and like pushed off of the streets and stuff, starting to get forced by the police and the military, and they're all starting to cry, and I was like, ooh, we're on your side, and they're all like, just, you just tell they weren't expecting it, and it's hilarious, and I want to see more of it. We need a live internet feed. We just need, like, there should be a channel on Pluto TV that's just MAGA getting ruined, just watching these dudes, the tide turn, because it is finally, like, you're starting to, like, oh, that was it. The tide is turning, but I don't really understand what has changed other than the explosive fruition of everything that Trump has fomented for the last 4 years. Everything is entire wish list. Everything just anti-Americanism, ignorance, violence, hatred towards Democrats and the media and certain political figures.
Everyone. Everything.
Everything. It's all been, he's been stirring this pot vigorously for 4 years. And all of a sudden, it just so happens that 2 weeks before he would have been out of office anyway, all these Republicans find an excuse to jump ship. It's like, what? You people are, this is not, nothing's changed. Principally, nothing has changed. Trump and his base are still, this is what they always were. It just now finally came to a head. So it's so hypocritical and so shallow and cowardly to see all these people finding a spine 2 weeks before inauguration. It's ridiculous.
It's like they're trying to save their base, and at the same time, like, exactly, the whole point is nothing's changed. Why couldn't you wake up then? And we could have saved ourselves a lot of this. But I mean, it's fine. Do it now. It needs to be done now. But why not?
I think it's not fine. I mean, it's good to say something eventually, but I think it's too late. I think they overestimate how the size of Trump's base. It's always been the over vocal minority. They're not the silent majority. They're the vocal minority. They're not even like, I don't even know how, like, that's whittled down too since. And I don't even know, not even those, a lot of those people are just ignorant. They're not really paying attention. So when you actually whittle down to the people who actually actively support Trump and actually make up his vehement base that that are diehards, you're not talking about very many people. You're talking about, like, a very small number, probably.
You mean the people that are willing to storm the Capitol?
Well, and just the people who actually have indoctrinated themselves, like his base, the people who will go along with this stuff, because a lot of it is just kind of like the way water moves. If you've got a wake, or if you got, like, a lot of water just kind of moves incidentally with the boat or with the, it's, so, you know, a lot of his base, a lot of this voting Republicans, I think they're just blowing with the wind, and you'd see a lot of them break away. Or I think we're starting to see that happen.
I hope they break away. Good Lord. That's trying to tell Dad and Mom is, I was like, I literally said, maybe you don't realize who you are siding with when this is what you are supporting. Well, I hope they see it now, but I haven't called them because I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
I saw another post from Mom, both siding it again, and it's just like, at a certain point,
it's not.
It's not, like, it's, we all not have to be like, that's the problem, is we're still,
you don't get,
there's still
neutral,
a contingent in Congress and in the Republicans who are still both siding it and trying to pretend that, okay, the unity crowd, they're all like, okay guys, let's come together. It's like, no,
you don't get to ask for unity right now.
There's one side that is being anti-American, violent, ignorant mob and not playing by the rules and actually getting people killed. Yep. And that is one side. One side is doing that.
You mean the people with the Blue Lives Matter flags beating the police officers? Do you mean those people? Or you mean the people that are replacing the Trump flag with the American flag at the Capitol? Do you mean those people?
What I mean is the Antifa ghosts that visit me in my nightmares. And when I am asleep, I know that they are there also when I wake, because they tell me that. They tell me their desires and their plans. And then when I wake up, I'm making my eggs. I'm cooking up some bacon. I'm like, oh, my God, Antifa. They're here. I can sense them.
I like the meme where it looks like someone's sitting in a psychologist's office, and they're like, is Antifa here with you now, Karen?
Yeah, no, that accurately describes it. I mean, I wish that we could be intellectually honest enough to rationalize that Antifa is a name, as usual, that's been given to an amorphous idea
by
Republicans. There is no such thing. Antifa, again, it's anti-fascist. We should all hope to live up to that. But then it's that there's no affiliate. People don't come out. They're not like, I'm Antifa. No one has ever said, I'm Antifa. Uh-uh. They're always called Antifa. And everything that goes bad is labeled Antifa.
The
just
spirit.
Like Bernie Bros. There's no such thing as what Republicans call Antifa. It's just, it's stupid. I don't know how people are so dumb they can't see it. It's obvious. Here,
like, my favorite thing I posted recently on Facebook, and I'll read like a tiny bit because you'll see where it's going. But it says, huge numbers of our population believe in a completely alternate reality, alternate facts, as it were. But just as intensely as I believe they are deluded, they think I'm the one who is deluded. Maybe I am. So how can I be confident in my perception? It can be quite difficult, but I have found that in times of political confusion, particularly when emotions are running high and creating tunnel vision, the presence of Nazis can be an extremely helpful indicator. If I am attending a local demonstration or an event and I see Nazis, neo-Nazis, casual Nazis, master race Nazis, or the latest whatever uber mythology Nazis, I figure out which side they're on. If they're on my side of the demonstration, I am on the wrong side. And then it goes all the way down and all that stuff. And it's like, mm-hmm, 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 mm-hmm. It really cannot be more clearer than that. I just don't think it can be.
I don't know. Years of being called Nazis, being called ignorant, and like steering into it. It's just like, we're dealing with some weird group psychopathy here.
Yeah.
Some group think psychopathy. Like it is, we got to suss this out. Because it must have been what happened.
We
got
to totally suss it out.
We gotta crack this nut, folks. Is anybody working on this? Is there anybody trying to figure out how people think? No? Oh, dang.
Is
that seems
anybody
like
a, even trying or getting like degrees like or studying this or something?
Get some of those guys. Get some of those Olympic curlers. Get them away from there and have them do this instead. Because obviously, what the fuck?
Yeah.
It doesn't. Well, it just doesn't say. Like, we don't need people doing that. Fuck off. Okay, become scientists instead. Brain scientists. Look at thoughts. Figure it out. Get those curlers.
Yeah, you're out there feeding the scientists, getting them their food. And the psychologists. So, like, that's your contribution.
I doubt that. I'm not. I live in Indiana. I'm not feeding scientists. Excuse me very much.
Excuse me. I'll have you know that they're not here.
I'm feeding factory workers and stay-at-homes. Principally, huh?
Stay at home who?
Stay at home Orange. Is this a knock knock? Did I miss something?
Did I? Huh? Who's there?
Someone knocking. No. Oh, they rang the doorbell. Oh, it's out of batteries. Oops.
Are you finding that there is like a stronger demographic that you're delivering to? Like, are there very clear winners on
what? Like
you
weightlifters?
Huh?
No, just. Losers. I don't know.
Oh,
not
my.
Well, actually, it's both because it's interesting. It is like it's a rich man, poor man, I would say, which is an Adam Carolla bit, like rich people and middle class, really. So it's not.
Aww.
But there are, you do deliver to trailers, and then you also will deliver to like mansions in the country. So that's interesting. And you get the whole spectra of tipping.
And, I was going to say, that's my next question about the tipping.
Well, as usual, it's most of my income, so people should, again, know that. Well, it always is. Like, as a pizza delivery person, you always get way more, like, probably two-thirds of your income is tips, and it's close to that with this also. So, tip your drivers, you pieces
and people,
of shit who don't.
It's like if you have money to buy food and have it delivered, like, you get that there are extra costs involved, but...
This is the new luxury. It dawned upon me is that this is luxury dining now. Like this is, it's the paradigm has shifted. It's the same way that it used to be that rich people were pale because they didn't have to go outside and work. And they were also fat because they didn't have to work. Now rich people are tan and skinny because they have the time to leisure in such a way.
Leisure.
Now,
actual leisure.
Now, refined or like, this is like, instead of going out to a nice restaurant, you just have Taco Bell delivered to your house, but it costs the same now. And you get to hang out in your PJs and you don't have to wear makeup and you don't have to take a shower or comb your hair and you can
Wouldn't
just
you love
drink.
For you to not have to wear makeup, Jace?
You can just chug. Oh man, it's just such a relief. I don't have to put on all the foundation and just layering.
You're
obviously
so pretty. Jason, you're so pretty to when you put on your eyelashes together, and your makeup. It's so pretty.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Don't get the, you know, all the people think this just happens naturally. It does not.
No, it's worse.
Far from it. I look like a burn victim when I wake up.
Jason, some people are burn victims. That's insensitive.
Yeah, no, that they'll get the joke. They'll be like, they'll relate.
Oh.
People don't make jokes for burn victims. So there you go. I am a public service counselor or something like that.
I think no one should listen to you as far as counseling. And that's just my honest opinion.
Yeah. Now you can get crappy food and eat it in your pajamas. And that's a luxury. And you can watch Ice Road Pumpkin Chunkers.
Yeah, we do not order food very often, and when we do, we definitely.
Oh, I never do. I have zero respect for the industry I work in. I don't respect fast food, and I don't respect people who order it to their homes. I have a very quiet, simmering disdain for my clientele. I'll be quite honest with you.
Well, we're at home.
We leave disdain on
pizza.
A low simmer.
Huh? Yeah. You're tea kettling most of the time.
I make, what is that, some sort of gay thing? That's not nice.
What are you talking about?
You brought it up.
No.
Tea kettling?
You literally made it up, like, and we said it in a sibcast. I don't know how many sibcasts ago. But, like, you're, like, slowly simmering. You're like a tea kettle, and it's like... So now every time
when
we
you
make
say
tea
it, like,
and we hear a teapot, like, starting to scream, we say, oh, it's Uncle Jason. It's literally a joke in our house.
But when you say tea kettling, it just sounds dirty. I'm not sure if I'm.
It does.
Down
what are
with
you doing with the tea? You know what? I don't want to know. Don't even.
You know
answer.
What? Well, hey, what do you think? Do you think a hot Carl is necessary? Like, what if Carl gets hot? All right, it used to be innocent, and then one day someone decided to sully it. Used to be Carl was just he just ran hot. He's just like, I'm just kind of a sweaty guy,
and everybody's like, oh no.
And then afterwards, when someone's like, oh, I just gave Karen a hot Carl, it's like, oh my God, now you've just ruined Carl's life. Look, he's beside himself. Wow. He's sweating more profusely than normal. He's so hot. And it's not helping. Now people are making fun of him for being hot. It's not okay.
Gross, Jason, that's gross.
Yeah, but in any event, what the hell?
Exactly. Yeah, insurrection. Yeah. That's where we left off.
Yeah, awesome. Definitely.
Oh, well, here's the thing. There are so many points to be made and so many things that are insanely, like, you can't even wrap your mind around, like the fact that, like, one of my favorite stories in the entire thing is the black officer, I forget his name. I think it was like good. I forget what his name was, but he, the video of him, like the mob, and he was the only one available, like there at the door. And the fact that when they came up the steps, he literally read the situation, knew to his left were unguarded, like members of like Congress and, you know, representative. To his right, he knew there was backup and more protection. So he looked to the left But then he like puts his body to the right, like, don't come here, don't come to the right. And like antagonize, like pushes the guy, like, stay back. And so the whole crowd literally followed that one guy and that one officer into more protection, away to give time for the representatives to hide.
That it's almost as if
blows they were my herded. Mind.
It's almost as if they were herded like some sort of sheep.
That one. Hold on, we gotta sit with that one. Yep.
Yep.
Sheep, you say?
Sheep, you say? Here, let me turn up the bubbles. There we go. Sheep, you say? Oh, wow. That's quite
sorry,
something.
My dogs are trying to bust down the door.
Yeah.
Sorry, they really were. That was the sound. They were trying to bust down the door. Oh, no, there's a siege happening right now. No, it's not. No, it did. It fizzled out. Okay, no, we're
they're
good.
Waving MAGA flags.
Yeah. Who gave my dogs MAGA flags?
I saw one of them had little zip ties, like paw-sized zip ties.
Yeah, little so zippies. Little that was ones, crazy.
Like, but they're like the four, literally. They're the four bangers.
Yeah. I cannot believe they were actually there to murder and hostage situation. Like, well, and now they're finding, you know, like, officers that were in on it, and they're saying, oh, it wasn't an inside job. What's his name? The representative went on camera and he's like, if you don't work here, you don't know where my auxiliary office is. They didn't go to my office. They went to my auxiliary office. So you tell me. And then all the cops now that are being arrested, and that one or two of them have already committed suicide. It's like, yeah. Yeah, they definitely, there were some things going on. And furthermore, they're charging people right now. People are like, oh, all they're doing is charging them with like rioting or whatever. And they're like, no, don't you worry. They're being charged now, and they're collecting all the evidence for charge. Just because you're charged initially doesn't mean you can't be charged with bigger things later as well. So they're like, don't you worry. We're collecting everything.
And I do believe that the wanted posters and stuff going all around. I guess they're just wanted posts now. They're not wanted posters anymore. Yeah.
Take off the earth.
It changed. We shortened it. We leaded it up. The wanted posts going around, I think, are just sort of a course. They just do it. It's a matter of course. They're just doing it in general. They don't really need. I mean, I guess it helps whittle them down, but. Don't you think, and like, you know, every one of those fucking idiots, including the dude, even that dude with the painted face, what's his name, and the horns and stuff.
Yeah.
With no, he didn't even have pockets in those stupid pants he was wearing. Even he was carrying a smartphone. I can almost guarantee you.
I know.
Everyone.
There was one guy that
was
had
carrying
a smartphone. Like, to his chest. Oh, the guy with the zip tie.
And what,
he had a
and
red
the point
phone.
Is that a smartphone, it's like, okay, now you just get to track. Did your dot, where was your dot at the time? Okay, now we know everybody, and we'll just, because, you know, we've all been like, oh, they're looking at all our phone records, and then it just went away. You think that quiets down? It gets worse. No. So they know everybody. They know exactly within a foot of where you were every second of the siege. They're going to find you, all of you.
Oh, exactly. Well, my favorite thing that they said was, obviously, within the hallowed walls of the Capitol, they have to have their own network. And so they have their own system of geo-tracking. And so the FBI went, you know, already requested and probably have already gotten their warrant for the geo-tracking for the system. And they literally don't even have to ask you permission, because now you are on government grounds and you, whatever, infiltrated, whatever. So they have access to all of your information, and they, you know, they all had phones. And then, like, the representative that was like, I'm Derek Evans, live streaming, I'm going into the Capitol. Like,
I'm committing crimes, this is me on video.
It was so funny. I'm Derek Evans.
I'm 38 years old, I love the color purple.
My address, like that girl that got maced, she's like, they maced me.
Did you see the Animaniacs, remix of that?
No.
You gotta search.
I gotta
for,
look
oh, it's
that,
so
yeah.
It's wonderful. Search for like maced.
I love how she said her name. And she's like, and I'm from Tennessee. And I'm just like,
no. The Animaniacs. You'll have to watch it over and over again.
I can't wait. I'm so excited.
And then something else. Speaking of not about security and non-compliance. Now they've installed metal detectors and security guards at the entrances of Congress.
And
but
some of them are like busting.
Yeah, Republicans
past it.
Are refusing.
No,
and it's
a couple
and it's
of them,
like the
that's insane.
Like, no, you can't. Your rights aren't being violated. You chose to be a congressperson, a representative, and there are responsibilities. And right now we're in a very tense situation where security is high. You should have no objection to heightened security. And if you do, right, we should have a lot of questions about that, because
you should
be on board with heightened security.
I should have a right in a government. But no, you don't.
There are already guns in the Capitol. They're attached to security guards who are trained.
Who are trained and who aren't emotional.
They don't need
like
you flailing your arms like a Muppet in the way and getting all shot up for no reason, you dipshits.
Well, and then the thing that's really scary, too, is now apparently there's reports of counter-military that now at the inauguration are going to have guns pointed at the assisting military because they don't know how far it's been infiltrated.
Super fun. We should do that virtual. We should just go ahead and plug that in. Let's not have a live inauguration. I feel like we've got the murderer's row of excuses. Like, if this was a doctor's note for a kid in school, I'd be like, well, little Timothy actually had his legs were blown off yesterday. He has the measles. He's got like three different kinds of COVID. For some reason he went blind. We don't know what that's all about. He's lost all motor control and actually bowel control. We're still sending him to school. I don't know why there's a doctor's note. Theoretically, we're still sending him to school, hypothetically.
Oh, gosh, hold on.
Yeah. He's actually sneezing uncontrollably as well. Seizures randomly in random intervals and a very severe form of Tourette's. All of that is legitimate, but we're going to go ahead and we're sending him to school. Please just... let him abstain from gym class is all we're asking.
I liked somebody posted, they said, you know, can't Joe and Kamala just run off to Vegas and get, elope for the inauguration? It's like, that would be safer at this point.
Yeah, Vegas inauguration.
But
we should
the
do
cutest
that.
Thing ever, is Major, they have two dogs and a cat. They get to have an inauguration. That's so cute. They get to be sworn in as dogs in the White House. I can't. That is the bright spot I needed in my day. That
I feel
is
like a swearing
precious.
In should involve a lot more F-bombs. Like, motherfucker, you're the president now, you piece of shit. And congratulations, you assholes. Get the shit on and go fucking have a great presidency, you turd fucker.
Oh, my God.
My swearing in.
Did you see how many... like the recent pardons before and now since that Trump is doing for like literally pedophiles, child murderers, like all this stuff. It's like, yeah,
he's giving medals of freedom to dipshits.
Oh my God. Yeah. You know what? Pardon you. And then he's also trying to seek pardons for himself. And you're just like, and his family, it's like, wow. Wow.
And then his supporters are still like, yeah, no, that's appropriate. And it's like, what?
What? Why? But you said you're against all of
that. No, it's Antifa. They're pardoning themselves because Antifa and fake news, I suppose. Also lock her up and something about a wall. I'm reading something about a wall here.
I guess, again, it still loops back in my mind. Like, it was almost too easy. And there's so many clever people on TikTok that are like, let me break it down for you. And then they break it down like fascism, Nazis, Hitler. And they're like, boom, 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 boom. It's literally laid out exactly for you. And Hitler led an insurrection as well. And later was when it's like all these, Germans who survived the Nazis and the Holocaust are like, you guys, we can tell you that it's happening. We're not, we were there. It's happening now. And people are just like, yeah, but I'm a Republican.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
Hitler was never banned from Twitter, so things are different now.
That was one of them, was they said Hitler used the latest technology, which was the radio at the time, and then he owned his own media, which was the newspaper. You know what I mean? Same stuff.
If he dropped little bitchy, like, sound bites and stuff, too, oh my God, that'd be funny if it was in Germany. It was like talking shit about plastic surgery and people and stuff and making up stupid nicknames. And I wonder if that's how it was. Like, we don't know.
Well, it is bullying on such a be best.
Yeah. His, his drug of choice was like, what was it? Like heroin or smack or speed or something like that. Like his whole,
what he did drugs, really?
Yeah, no, he was hopped up on goofballs. Like, you see him when he's waggling his hair around and stuff. He's like, ah, and he's all fired up. No, he is lit. And, like, a lot of his generals and stuff were on. I forget which one it was. Like, here, let me see. What drug was Hitler on? We'll just search. Because, you know, Trump is on his own speed. We don't know which.
He's on
where he's getting
for
it.
Sure. And we know that COVID makes you weird. Like, so that's
this
not
is methamphetamine.
Helpful.
So. I guess just in general, methamphetamine.
Just meth.
Oh yeah,
and
also the drugs that that combat COVID make your brain crazy too. So add that on top. It's great.
Yeah. It's fine. He seems fine.
Yeah, no, it's impeachment day though. Hooray! That's today as of this recording.
Impeachment day.
Like right now-ish, I think there might be proceedings going upon.
House moving forward with historic Trump impeachment vote as of 17 minutes ago. Yes.
And there's still Republicans being like, no, we shouldn't. It's like, dude.
Those people need to be charged.
Up.
You're literally feeding a fallacy with fuel and fire. And it's not even like everyone's over here like, guys, that's not the real. Oh, okay.
Oops.
Yeah. I just find it absolutely, utterly fascinating.
It's quite something. I hope that if all of society doesn't crumble and or burn, that we can look back and laugh someday about
it. My dog is trying to get in again. He's getting quite.
Uh-oh, they breached the perimeter.
Oh, no, they did. Oh, no. Security. Thank you. Does he want to take a nap? Hi, honey. No, now there's Amila. Hold on. Sorry. Aunt. I'll keep her. Okay.
You need to beef up your
security.
There
you go. Sit back here. I do not have tight security on my perimeter, that's for sure.
Not at
Well,
all.
Now I have Mila, so it's
if
fine.
Those,
Gucci used his bowling
ball. If
those
dogs had guns, you would be a hostage right now.
I feel like I am. What are you doing? Just lay down.
A dog
you're
hostage.
Not getting out now. Now you just got to stay. Yeah,
You know that a dog hostage situation stretches on for a lot longer or shorter. I think it's shorter. It'll wrap up quickly because of the time difference.
Hi, Mila. She probably needed a break from the boys. Did
look
we
out
say
for
on
a,
here that we got dogs? I don't
look
remember.
Out for a doggy John Travolta. He might be scheming.
I got
dogs.
I can't remember if we. We told you we got dogs, right?
I don't know. I thought you still had a dog or two left.
Well, we have Gracie. She's Mama Bear. She's always going to be Mama Bear. That's my baby. And then, obviously, Kinsley has Mila because Kinsley and Martina convinced us before Martina left that Kinsley needed a dog. And it actually is amazing because she's barely a dog. She weighs a whole 6 pounds. And she's...
That sounds like a very kickable dog. I mean, you know, not that I would, but it's just,
for
comparison.
No.
Sometimes.
Anyway. No. Never times.
Occasionally.
Never times.
Yeah.
Anyway. And then Anthony and Everett each got their own... Well, Everett was going to get a Doberman, his own puppy. And Anthony's like, well, hey, if we're going to have 3 weeks off and get dogs, I want one. So Anthony got a Rottweiler. So... We now have four. Well, I would say 3 1/6 of a dog because Mila's barely a thing. And Gracie's the easiest thing ever, and she's doing an incredible job training and putting the boys in their place. So Anthony got Gucci. His name is Gucci. We call him Gooch. He's the Rottweiler.
Which is a synonym for taint, so way to go.
Actually, it's just short... Okay, it also means other things that aren't that. So you can call it what you want, but that's weird.
I'm saying, you know, nickname, you could be, if you want to call your dog, you're like, Taint.
No, you don't do that. It's Gucci.
If you wanted.
And it's a cute nickname. And I'm not going to let you soil his name by using just
you
want to
soil the Gooch?
Exactly.
Well, no one wants that.
Yep, exactly.
I'm on your side.
Yeah. And guess what? That part is on everyone. And it's natural, so I don't even know why you're trying to, like, make it a thing.
Actually, I don't think you know that. You know how some people's eyes are closer together than others? I think some people are, you know, goochless, you know, unfortunately. Really? Like they should have a, we should have an, I'm just surmising based on the graduated nature, the graduated nature of nature, that we should have one of those commercials with Sarah McLachlan singing about, you know, there's the eyes of the angels with the eyes, but about some people are born. Does she have, I don't know if she has an accent. Is she American? Some people are born without taints. The butthole is just right next to their scrotum.
I hope or not. Whatever. That's so scary. That's really
I think
scary.
So. I think just, I'm just, there's got to be. There's people
then
with
cleft. You can't
cleft.
Have a more, I mean, only men have it. So that's like a more masculine
you have a cleft
thing.
Taint.
What?
Basically. Like the what was it? The guy who played Joker. I can't remember his name
Heath
now.
Heath Ledger.
No, the one who played Joaquin Phoenix, that guy. He's got a cleft. It's like the Joaquin Phoenix of Gucci's. Gucci Phoenix.
Did you say Phoenix?
No.
Oh.
But I think the internet might have scrambled it into that. But, you know, hey. Nice. If you got it, flaunt it. But that guy's got a cleft face, and it's just the same. I'm just assuming that there's clefts all over. Like, what is a calic but a cleft scalp? There's people with... cleft knees, cleft
just
faces.
A bunch of swooshies around. Well, anyway, so our dog's name is Gucci after the designer Gucci. So that's his name, but we call him all sorts of things. I call him Big Man. He's huge. Well, yeah, he's basically a bowling ball. He's amazing. And his personality is
so it's not
beyond
like an ironic
hysterical.
Name.
He is so cute. Mm. And then Everett's Doberman, they're both the same color, the black and fawn, the brown. His name is Ozzy Versace. So it's Ozzy. But it's O-A-U-Z-Z-I-E, Ozzy. So
yeah, Versace isn't like a name for anything other than it's just
it's a designer, because Anthony wears his designer ties. So we have Versace and Gucci. And
so
I
is Gucci.
Huh?
So is Gucci, but Gucci is, you know, Gucci has other... uses, very important uses. Whereas Versace, point to the Versace on this doll. There you can't. There's not one.
Well, we watched a show called American Housewife, and they there's a rich kid character on there, and he's like he's wearing full Gucci or whatever, and he goes, "Yeah, I'm wearing my full Gucci." And it's like exactly, it means fashion and style. But if it also means the taint, then that's very then men have it. So our boy dog. Is a man. He's basically a man.
Yeah,
anyway.
No, you could say I'm wearing the full gooch and I got a full gooch. So
there you go.
Ladies,
and I got a full one. It's not cleft at all. Yeah.
I don't have a cleft gooch, so welcome aboard.
It's like a flex. Like do you keep your gooch clean? You better keep it clean.
I feel like it's gonna, you know, like we said earlier, what tends to be fashionably healthy changes and one day it's gonna
hygiene
be a, you know,
is very
an uncleft
good.
Gooch.
That's fashionable. Make hygiene fashionable.
That would be all right. I think that it is-ish. It should be.
Well,
it theoretically, it should be. It's not as much because of the information, unfortunate disinformation.
Unfortunate.
Yeah, I kind of mashed it all up. I should have also got the information that we've been dealing with.
My brain working too fast.
It's like, it's so dumb that it pulls stuff out of your brain. This information, this unformation.
Unformation. Well, anyway, so Everett has Ozzy Versace, and this, it is so much fun. I think if we'd never had the poodles, I don't think I ever would have, like, because I didn't, they're not my dogs. Like, they're their dogs. I sometimes have to watch them and love them, but they're not my dogs. So it's nice to, like, take a step back and just appreciate how much fun they are. But Ozzy throws tantrums. If you tell him no, I've got some of the funniest videos. So yes, I'm starting a TikTok for them because they're hilarious. You just have to share the joy of them. And then Gucci is just such an absolute clown. He rolls all over the place. He barks when he'll tell you. He'll bark and tell you when Gracie takes a bone, he's like, har, 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 har. And he does his like dog talk. So Gucci is he's Tiny Bear and Ozzy is Tiny Horse because they look like a bear and a horse.
Mm-hmm.
They're everything. They're absolutely. Thank you for letting me talk about them here. And then Gracie's the best mommy.
Well, letting
and Mila
is
their
a strong
tutor.
Word.
What?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
Well, that's good to have companions to chew on. Hey, my cats. On top of me when I sleep, and that's their personalities.
Whoa, my neighbor's daughter is visiting, and she's got a mask plus a face shield. I wonder who has COVID. If she has it or they have it.
Someone's going on. For sure.
Something's going
confirmed.
On.
Confirmed. You can bet on that. You can bet right on that.
Oh, is COVID still happening with this whole like capital takeover business? I thought it all hit pause or the pandemic was over.
No, what's most important is conservatives losing Twitter followers.
Right.
There's a lot of that going around where they're complaining because the internet companies are cracking down. Parler has been basically destroyed because everyone dropped it. Trump's been dropped from about every social media app, and all the conservatives are losing followers, likely because the social sites are also heavily pruning the bot tree. And also, it could just be that they're less popular because they're being total douchebags publicly. That could, and it's probably part of it too.
Well, and I think it's what they say. Yeah, we're silencing the president, or you know, whatever democracy, like having your own voice, whatever. And then they showed the podium, like he can talk to the public anytime he wants.
Yeah,
at the podium.
Yeah, he's had a press podium this whole time that he hasn't been using.
Yeah, the whole time.
And then there's
time.
Also, I mean, you can also, he's got so many ways to get messages out. It's dumb.
Well, there's a hilarious
it's weird that this is, it's warped all their minds, that they're all just focused on this nothing nonsense Twitter made up universe of opinion. They're really doesn't resemble the real world. When you step outside of Twitter,
no,
they're two different
all.
Worlds.
Not at all. Yeah. The social, you've got the social media world, you've got the media world in and of itself, but you have a direct line to all of, you know, the country. But there's a funny
clip. Got intelligence.
A TikTok where I guess they're Lisa Kudrow. I don't know if it was like a parody show or an actual show or whatever, but she's, you know, acting like a politician, and she goes, yeah, they're trying to silence us. And then she's going on each show. They're silencing us. We don't have a voice. And then she's going to the radio show. They're silencing us. It's just like, it's so funny because like she has like five different outlets for media talking about how she's silenced. Just wonderful. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like she literally went on, I don't know how she got access to it, but it was like Tucker Carlson, Joe Rogan, all that. Like they're silencing us.
Yeah, I'm shouting about how I'm being silenced. There should be, we should change, Kudrows should be the name of what cornrows are when they're on white people. It's like, hey, nice Kudrows. It's just white cornrows.
Yeah, but now we could spell it C-O-U-P, Kudrows. Like Anthony called it the cuckoo, coo. The cuckoo.
Yeah, it's been called various versions of that by a number of people. Not to diminish his accomplishment.
Oh, but no, he said it first, so.
Oh, well, but did he tweet it? Because it doesn't exist, so.
I put it on the line. I put it on Facebook.
That's like an out-of-league bowling a 300. Doesn't count. Never happened.
That's true.
Unfortunately. It's a technicality, but we got to play by the rules, obviously, is what we're doing in modernity.
Matter.
I got these rules, but it's actually one of those fake books that just says rules on the front of it. So we're going to have to kind of fly by the seat of our pants here a little bit, guys. You cool with that? Oh, you are. You're nodding your heads very vigorously. All right, let's go.
Rules don't matter until the rules that I want matter. And then it matters a lot. And then how dare you silence me?
2 months of shut up. This isn't the, he didn't win. Trump won. Yeah. And then, okay, guys, we need to come together and be unificatorized.
Oh my goodness. I can't. You don't get to do the bullshit that you've done and then go, guys, can we just unify?
And what's even crazier is they're asking Biden to do asking Biden to do unity stuff while Trump is still president doing non-unity stuff. They're not even talking to Trump. It's like, he's still
I know.
He's the president, and he's still antagonizing, and he's still doing, and you're not even still like, you're, like, Biden's not even president yet. You're already treating him like he should be a better president than Trump.
I know. There was a hilarious TikTok where they stitch like somebody else's stupid video and then they clarify like, excuse me. And the guy's like, you know, Biden's not even doing anything about, it's like, everything you just said is he's still president, the president now. What? How do you, huh? Obviously he only had like one tooth in the front and like, I'm not stereotyping, but he did have a southern drawl and he had one tooth in the front.
Like southern Iran?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just want to make sure it's probably a Middle Eastern fella, probably educated southern Iranian.
Right.
Had dentures.
Just so we clarify, y'all.
Orthodonture, obviously, because I don't want people to, you know, get an inaccurate picture in their minds, like summon some sort of picture from within their own mind and their own memory about what this person might look like.
We're not here to poke fun. This is, we want to keep it as lighthearted as possible here.
Totally.
Yeah, I mean, that's
let's go ahead
what
and
we've said. We're going
to inject helium into people's hearts to make helium? Them lighter.
That's how you get levity.
That's how you do it. That's the most efficient way. All this joking nonsense. Do you realize how wasteful that is?
Oh.
All this and all that breathing it involves, and you're spreading COVID all the time you're talking.
Right.
When you could just direct mainline helium into someone's bloodstream and it would have the exact same effect. Don't know why we're not doing this.
Yeah, or cleaning your body with bleach. Just inject it.
I just had a bleach cleansing, you know, earlier today. I inject bleach all the time. I do it. I'm doing it right now.
Mm-hmm. That's why you're so white.
Got the bleach pap going on right now.
The bleach strip.
That's just a thing that I just hook up while I'm sleeping. Bleach myself. I wake up all sparkly and white, feeling nice and fresh.
Never felt whiter.
Yeah.
Perfect. That's the best. I think we're done here.
Yeah. Feels like that.
Well, I had to stretch. Oh my gosh. Oh.
Oh well, hold on. I don't want to interrupt
weird.
That.
Stretching feels great, but it makes your face look weird.
Yeah, well, you got to stretch your face too.
No, it's like your neck goes back. And you're like, your face doesn't do that when you stretch.
Most of the things that people do are dumb.
I know.
When people say, I didn't come from no monkey, it's like, then why the hell do you act exactly like a fucking monkey? Dipshits.
Well, and I think we're giving humans a little too much credit, and we're definitely giving American humans way too much credit. So it's like, back, sis.
We need some avatars to contextualize ourselves, because if we had someone from a different genus who was like, oh, yeah, okay, that's what a non-monkey looks like. Oh, yeah, we're fucking monkeys. Holy shit, that would help. We need some aliens to come down who are descended from, like, jellyfish or something, or space jellyfish, and then they'll be
space
like, oh,
jellyfish
shit.
Monkeys, got it.
It's like, no, we're the monkeys. They're the space jellyfish. We're like, oh, yeah, we're for sure space monkeys. You're space jellyfish.
Space
got
monkeys.
It. And then that would convince even the most ardent MAGA, hopefully. Not really. It wouldn't work.
Nope, not at all. You can't. Nope. There's no reaching them, kiddo.
Nope.
Nope.
3, 2, 1. Yeah.